يا نفس إن لم تظفري لا تجزعي يا نفس إن لم تظفري لا تجزعي.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. ما بعد. So we're talking about various doors to Jannah. What we're going to be doing, not just in the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, but especially in the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, what are some of the good deeds that we can do during these days? And of the most important of deeds, the one that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam specifically linked with these 10 days is that of doing dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And subhanAllah, what a beautiful topic dhikr is. Dhikr, what does dhikr mean? Dhikr means the remembrance of Allah. Dhikr, literally the word dhikr means to remember something. And dhikr is a manifestation of the love of the heart, because it is human nature to think about what you love, right? Imagine something in this dunya. Imagine something that you crave, you desire. Imagine the love that two lovers have for one another. They're constantly thinking, they're constantly, you know, imagine the love of the father for the child or of the mother for her child, that there's constant thinking about this, right? This is the reality of love, that it manifests in how often you think. And what do you think, therefore, should be the love that the believer has for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What should be our dhikr and our love for the greatest object of our desire, for the manifestation of our spiritual love? And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. Those who believe, they have a stronger love for Allah than they have for anything else. And that love is going to be manifested in how frequently we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, some of the scholars, they say that just like when you go to the doctor, he checks your pulse, and the pulse will overall give you an idea of your physical state, so too the dhikr is the pulse of your iman. The dhikr is the spiritual pulse of your iman. If you want to see the strength of your iman, examine your dhikr. If you are doing regular adhkar, if throughout the day and night your tongue is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then alhamdulillah, that is a good sign. However, if you find yourself rarely or never remembering Allah Azza wa Jal, then this is a problem. And one needs to go to the spiritual gym here and fix oneself up to make sure that one's dhikr is up to par. And of course, there are so many blessings about the realities of dhikr. The Quran and Sunnah is full of blessings about the rewards of doing dhikr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Remember Allah frequently if you want to be successful. وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا كَثِيرًا. Always be doing dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the people that are going to Jannah, their description is وَذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ. The believing men and women who frequently remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كَثِيرًا. By the way, almost always when Allah mentions dhikr, He follows it up with the adjective كَثِير. In other words, one dhikr, two dhikrs is okay, good. But what Allah is praising is kathir dhikr, a lot of dhikr, constantly doing dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the famous hadith in Sahih Bukhari, that the example of the one who does dhikr compared to the one who does not do dhikr is the example of the one who is alive compared to the one who is dead. And this is a very profound hadith. He literally called the one who is not doing dhikr, he called him dead. And this is a reality in that he is spiritually dead. And that is why I said, dhikr is like the life of the heart. It is like the lifeline of the heart. Also, the Quran teaches us a very, very simple point. Allah says in the Quran, فَذْكُرُونِي أذكركم. You do my dhikr, I shall remember you. If you remember Allah, Allah will remember you. And what is the meaning of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when Allah says, I shall remember you? What is the meaning of that? The meaning is that Allah azza wa jal will take care of you. Allah will show mercy upon you. Allah will answer your du'as. So what greater reward do we want that when we mere created mortals do dhikr of Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remember us. So our own status and our own sha'an, it rises in the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also told us that doing dhikr is one of the greatest protections from the evils of the whisperings of shaitan. Shaitan is our open enemy and he's constantly whispering evil things to us. And when we do dhikr, we put up a sort of barrier between us and shaitan. In one hadith, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called dhikr hisnun hasinun, which means it is a protected fortress. Dhikr is like a protected fortress. When you say, in one hadith, the Prophet said, when you say bismillah, then it is a barrier between you and shaitan. And so doing dhikr is a spiritual protection. It is a shield that will protect us from the evils of the world of the shayateen and the ins. Of the blessings of dhikr as well, is that dhikr is something that protects us from grief and from worry. When we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when we begin our adhkar, and when we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will bring comfort to the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Qur'an, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا, that whoever turns away from my dhikr shall live a difficult life, and he shall then be resurrected in the hereafter upon punishment and upon blindness. Now, notice here, Allah says, whoever turns away from my dhikr shall live a miserable life. Which means if you turn to dhikr, you shall live a sweet life. Okay? If you turn to dhikr, then you will have a better life. And of course, Allah says in the Quran that إِذَا لَقِيْتُمْ فِئَةٌ فَاثْبُتُوا وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Remember Allah frequently if you want to live successfully or be successful. So doing dhikr constantly will make us of those who are successful. Also, doing dhikr opens up a door of conversation with Allah. Doing dhikr shows we have a continuous relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Doing dhikr brings about the angels to our gatherings and our houses and our presence. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has angels who are assigned to go find people doing dhikr. And when they find them, they sit there and then they pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless that gathering. And the concept of dhikr is one of the most easy ways to get into Jannah and to save ourselves from the fire of hell. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there is no deed that will save a person from the punishment of hell easier than dhikr. There's nothing that is more helpful for a person to be saved from Jahannam than doing dhikr. So when a person is constantly remembering Allah, praising Allah, Subhanallah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, the tongue is constantly moving, then this is a very, very positive sign. And in fact, when we do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are planting our seeds in Jannah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I met Ibrahim on the night that I went to Isra al Miraj, and he said to me that, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give my salams to your ummah and tell them that Jannah is fertile soil, but there's no seeds in it. And that the seeds of Jannah, or the little trees of Jannah, will be their dhikr of Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. In other words, every time you say Subhanallah, you will get a tree in Jannah. And in these 10 days, inshallah, you will get hundreds and thousands and millions of trees. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Ibrahim told our Nabi to tell us. What more do you want? He told us directly that every time we do dhikr, can you imagine? Can you imagine one tree of Jannah? It will take less than a tenth of 1 second. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. Wa la ilaha illallah. Wallahu Akbar. Right there, inshallah, I have four trees, inshallah. How many trees do you want? Well, for the more trees, the larger the plot of land, right? Therefore, the more dhikr you will do, the larger your plot of land is going to be. And of course, dhikr is something that is of the most comprehensive advice of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Messenger of Allah, I have accepted Islam as an old man, and I cannot compete with your younger companions to do all of these good deeds. Advise me to do one deed that if I perfect it, I can catch up to the level of these younger Sahaba. And in the audience is Abu Bakr and Umar as-Siddiq. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held on to his tongue and he said, I command you to do dhikr of Allah. In one version, have your tongue constantly moving from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are some of the many, many blessings of dhikr. Let us make sure that we constantly remember Allah from our heart, not just from our tongue. We should say Subhanallah, knowing what it means. Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. And then variety, there are plenty of adhkar. And realize that all of the adhkar, the queen of them are the five that I just mentioned. Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wa la ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. These five, all the other adhkar are great, and you should say them, but these are the default five. Make sure you stick with these five more than the others and make it a constant part of your daily routine, that whatever you're sitting, whatever you're standing, whatever you're doing, you're lying down, dhikr can be done in any state. You don't have to have wudu. Dhikr can be done wherever you are. You don't have to be in the masjid. Dhikr can be done when you're stuck at a traffic light, when you're waiting for a meeting, when you have nothing else to do. Dhikr can be done in your heart if you cannot even verbalize it. Dhikr can be done lying down, sitting, facing the qibla. So whatever it is, one of those actions of worship that is so easy and yet brings about so many blessings. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who are constantly doing dhikr. And inshallah, I will see you all tomorrow. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya man ajabta du'a Nuhin fantasar wa hamaltahu fi fulkika al-mashhuni ya man ahala an-nar hawla khalilihi rawhan wa rayhanan bi qawlika kun